Hey everybody, it is Cliff, and you are about to listen to the latest episode of We're So Xmas. And in it, I am going to give you a link to Hulu. We talk a lot about this link to Hulu and how hard it is to type and so on and so forth. The bad news is, in between the time that we recorded our episode and today when this episode is going live, Hulu changed that link, and they changed it to a super big long one that I'm not going to try and read to you because you'd never type it right. So if you want to see all of those holiday movies that I talk about, you're going to want to go to our show notes and click on that link.
Chrysanthemum Cliff.
Wow.
Hi, welcome.
How are you doing?
I am here and so are you.
That is absolutely true.
I heard that there are things happening on Hulu.
Yes, there are things happening on Hulu. This is actually kind of interesting. So we've talked a bunch of times about TV shows or movies you can watch on Netflix or ones you can watch on Disney Plus or that you can watch on
Amazon.
Lifetime or Amazon.
Yes.
Whatever. But for some reason, I think we've kind of skipped on Hulu. And I ran across an article today that was like the best five things you can watch on Hulu. And we're not going to talk about any of those because I don't know if they're good or not. It was just a random article I ran across on the internet. But what I did find out is if you go to Hulu, you go to hulu.com/hub/holiday, uppercase H on the holiday. So lowercase h on hub, uppercase H on holiday.
Wait, I didn't realize that URLs are case sensitive.
Absolutely.
They are? So wait, domain names like hulu.com
are not case sensitive. Anything after .com, so after your first slash, all of that is case sensitive.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. So hulu.com/hub, lowercase h, H-U-B, slash uppercase holidays. It's tough. I'll put it in the show notes because I understand you're probably not typing. You're probably in your car or something.
Well, why? Why would you use uppercases then if it's so confusing?
People are dumb sometimes.
Okay. Even yeah. Hulu?
Maybe. It's hard to say. Maybe they just hired someone that was dumb. I don't know. Anyway, if you go there, it actually takes you to like the Hulu like holiday browser, and it has all of their Christmas stuff, but it also has like some random like Halloween stuff thrown in. Like all of their holiday centric movies and TV shows are just here. So like the holiday version of How to Train Your Dragon, the holiday version of Ice Age, a ton of great like Free Birds, which is a Thanksgiving movie about
awesome.
Turkeys. My Little Pony's Christmas.
My Little Pony.
I know, right? Like the holiday version of the Great British Bake Off. And then all of their Christmas movies. And then a listing of everything A to Z that is Christmas on their website. So in these trying times, if you need to practice a little bit of escapism, which I think everybody, like, frankly, I look for a job all day and then I spend all evening practicing escapism in some form or another. This is not a bad way to do it. Queue up a bunch of holiday movies you love and, you know, get some hot chocolate. Turn on the AC first because it's June. It's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on the AC. Get your hot chocolate out. Don't turn on your fire. That's going to be weird. Maybe make one out of paper or something. Like, right? You can make a cool fire out of paper and just like prop it up against your fireplace.
Oh,
yes.
It
feels like a burning fire.
A drawing. Got it.
Of paper. Maybe put a string of Christmas lights in front of your TV.
Okay.
And then go.
Can we also contact Hulu?
Yes.
And ask them to do a Hulu hoop weekend for the March Madness next year.
Or
basketball themed movies.
I mean, I like that idea, but could you also do like beach party movies?
Yes.
Absolutely.
The Hulu Dancer Weekend.
I love it.
I don't know why, but in these trying times.
These trying times.
Where we can't do our normal athletic endeavors like hula hooping and basketballing, we watch it.
I played a virtual soccer game the other day and have never like FIFA. Like I played a soccer game on my Xbox.
Oh.
And I have never missed soccer more in my entire life. It was just sad. But
yeah.
I also understand that I don't want to go to a soccer game right now, so it's fine. And I don't want a bunch of soccer players to die.
Right. Last time we spoke,
yes.
We were commenting on the Black Lives Matter movement.
Correct.
We were questioning, hey, what can we do? How can we support change happening? And one of the things that we discussed was supporting Black-owned businesses.
Correct.
So because we're a Christmas podcast, let's talk about gift giving.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. So one of the Black-owned businesses that I found on a list... We love lists.
Ooh, we'll link to that list.
We'll link the list. One of the businesses on this list is called 131st.com. Okay. So O-N-E, 30 spelled out, first spelled out, .com.
Okay.
And they have a lot of really cute t-shirts. Some of them are slogans. Others are appropriate for the time. Like, sure. Like there's a person with his hand up and it says 6 feet, please. there's stuff for children. There are hats. Like there's a camo hat that says righteous yet ratchet.
I love it.
I like the little slogan things. There's tote bags. This is probably my favorite. It says dream girl. And then that's X'd out. And then it has dream, comma, girl.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So I am a literary nerd to your tech nerdiness. And I like clever uses of...
Commas.
Commas, verbiage, all of the things. So Cliff, you have a list today.
I do have a list today.
You are a list maker. Do you check your list twice like Santa?
Absolutely not. I make a list once and it's good.
Oh.
Santa's, like, he's a planner. I'm more of a list maker and then just a goer. Okay, so we're going to talk about a woman who gave herself a mom for Christmas.
Is this a which came first, the chicken or the egg situation? Because I didn't think this was possible, Cliff.
I think you're right. No, it is not that. So this is about a woman. Her name is Chris Merrick. She is from Wisconsin, and she was adopted. Mm. And so she never really thought about finding her birth parents. She grew up with a great set of adopted parents, wasn't super worried about it. It just wasn't a thing in her life. And then one year, and by one year, I mean last year, her husband gave her one of those like DNA tests you can do, like the Ancestry.com DNA test, and she took it. And she, you know, sent it back in. You wait 6 weeks and it came back and they said, you know, here's your ancestry. You've got a little bit of this. You got a little bit of that. But also, you've got a mom. And we know who
they told her that she had a mom.
They told her that she had a mom. But they only tell her. They only tell you her name. They don't, like, you know, give you her phone number and her address and so on and so forth. And so she searched around on the internet, couldn't find, you know, she didn't have a Facebook page, so on and so forth. But they also said, you've got an uncle. And so she was able to find him on Facebook.
Wait, Cliff, I'm confused about something because this adoption must have been public knowledge because... If they didn't want to be found, wouldn't you click off a box or something that says, hey, don't share my DNA results?
I mean, probably my guess is that it was like a closed adoption and they just had never looked for each other.
Oh.
So what she did found is the second closest match on her ancestry. I don't know if it was actually ancestry.com, but that idea of a DNA test was her Uncle Bill, who had invited like distant relatives to contact them on Facebook. So she messaged him and then she ended up talking to her mom. She found about this whole family that she has that she didn't know about. So her husband gave her a DNA test for Christmas and she got a mom.
That's magical.
Right? It's kind of fun. Like, I think those things, like, I don't know, they kind of creep me out, to be honest. But I know that I am Norwegian and Scandinavian and Swedish. I don't need to find out where my family's from. And I've got a bunch of relatives, so I'm good. Mm-hmm. But I think it's really cool when someone is able to reconnect with a family member that they may not have been able to find otherwise.
Well, I absolutely want to get the dog DNA tests.
Right? I'm a little worried, though. Like, you know, your dogs are both mixed breeds, right?
They are. They're Chihuahua and some other stuff.
Some other stuff, yeah. And my dog is supposed to be, like, half corgi, half black lab. But what if it comes back and he's like some weird dog? I don't know if I want a weird dog.
I would bet money that there's some spaniel in there.
Absolutely. He's got kind of spaniely ears.
He does.
Yeah.
And he's got that silky spaniely coat, mm-hmm. which neither corgis nor labs have.
Absolutely not. So. I don't know. There's some weird stuff in there. And maybe a really angry dog. One really angry dog. Not a breed of angry dog. Just one specific angry dog at some point in his past. Good. All dogs are good. But some dogs are angry.
I think that your assessment of Spade being angry is an opinion. I find him to be assertive and confident.
That is a very nice thing you just said that may or may not be true. But he's adorable. Absolutely adorable.
So cute. Yeah. I haven't actually touched him yet, but I look forward to the day that I will.
She's only been at my house for like 12 hours. I'm guessing probably in the next visit or two, she'll actually be able to touch him, maybe.
Yes.
Maybe.
He's got fluffy bottoms of his feet.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
If you've ever had a dog with longer hair and the long hair grows between their toe beans, that's what we're talking about.
Most dogs wear that down by walking, but Spade only uses two legs. Mm-hmm. So things happen. It's cute.
He's efficient.
He's very efficient. He only needs two legs where most dogs need four. Anyway, do you know what you can find us at?
Well, you can find us on Facebook.
I fixed everything, Heather.
I know.
WeirSoXmas.com.
Yes.
Facebook.com/WeirSoXmas.
Yes.
Twitter.com/WeirSoXmas. Instagram.com/WeirSoXmas.
What?
I know.
I only have access to the Facebook. I don't have access to the other things.
I think it's just because I've sent you the passwords and you ignored them.
No.
I think that might be it.
Probably right.
You wouldn't do it on purpose, though. I understand.
Merry Christmas to Jane.
And Jamie. And everybody else.
Everybody else.
We love all of you people.
We love you.